next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The Gun Doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. 'Cause it's living on the road.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number one here on this Hump Day Wednesday, March 18, 2026 edition. There's a story out that is kind of troubling, and I want people to understand outside influences. 49 days before the special election in mid-Michigan in the 35th State Senate District. This is to replace Kristen McDonnell Rivett, the former Democrat state senator that won her seat to go to Washington, D.C., resigning January 1st last year, 2025. She resigned because she was sworn in Washington, D.C., you can't hold two public offices at the same time. Well, basically, Governor Gretchen Whitmer still had a slim one-seat majority in the state Senate. 38 state senators, missing one, brought it down to 19 Democrat senators to 18 Republicans. Throughout the entire year of 2025, Governor Gretchen Whitmer allowed the people of the 35th State Senate District to go without a state senator. Why? Because while Kristen McDonnell Rivett, the Democrat, won her seat to go to Washington on November 5th, 2024, President Donald Trump won that district overwhelmingly over Kamala Harris. So basically, if you look at the presidential election, Governor Gretchen Whitmer said this is a MAGA red-leaning district. Even though Kristen McDonnell Rivett, the Democrat, won her seat to go to Congress in Washington, we're probably going to lose this seat. Governor Gretchen Whitmer made history in that she did not call for a primary election back on February 3rd. Now the election is set between the Republican Jason Tunney and the Democrat Chedrick Green for May 5th. Well, Democratic media spending in this race, coming from the Michigan Democrat State Central Committee, the DSCC, this is Lansing, following the election on February 3rd for the primary, have spent $185,837 in advertising for the Democrat. On the Republican side, $3,910. And the way they're doing this is they're running an ad that targets Republican candidate Jason Tunney's family business. It's an attack ad. And it's titled No Clue. DSCC paid negative ad hit company based out of Flint, Saginaw, and Bay City Television's market. It will air the commercial 14 times, targeting Tunney's family roofing business and the Saginaw-based Duralast Roofing Systems, which they sold in 2023 to a subsidiary of the Holcomb Group Services in Switzerland. Now, according to an attorney firm, Honigman, the law firm that represented Duralast Roofing Systems and its affiliates during the transaction, was asked about the $1.293 billion sale. Well, the negative ad features acted out clips of a super yacht complete with champagne toast and showing an employee who got hurt at the job laying on the ground. Born into one of Michigan's richest families, Tunney helped run a family business that was fined for unsafe working conditions and took millions of dollars in taxpayer bailouts before selling out the company for more than $1 billion to a foreign corporation that busted unions and shipped hundreds of jobs from Michigan overseas, says the narrator. Yeah, we all know guys like Jason Tunney, and we know he's got no clue about working families in mid-Michigan. End quote is the narrator on the hit piece. Folks, these tactics I expect absolutely from Democrats. I'm sure most of this, if not all of it, is bald-faced lies. Did they sell the company? Absolutely. How is it exactly they busted unions? I talked to Jason about this. He said, Randy, we don't have any union workers. So I don't even know what they're talking about. And as far as shipping jobs overseas, all of our employees are still working today at the business. It's only owned by a corporation from Switzerland. And the reason we sold it to them was because they have a patent in Europe on the roofing system we created here in Michigan. It only made sense for them to buy our company and expand into the United States. Our patent on our product is absolutely going to make them a ton of money when they incorporate our products with their products. They're two different types of systems, and they apply the roofing materials in a slightly different way, but one is cheaper than the other. Our product is half the cost of their product in Switzerland. So it only made sense that they want to buy our company and offer a cheaper alternative to their product. But you see, folks, this is the type of deceiving advertising Democrats do. This is their tactic. This is their mode of operandi. This is exactly what they do. And basically, trying to get independents to get out and vote for the Democrat in May 5th. They absolutely do not want, in any way, shape, or form, the facts to come out. Successful businessman? Born into one of Michigan's richest families? Well, I didn't know when being born into a rich family was a bad thing. Well, Brian Smitsky, who's working on Tunney's campaign, called the negative ad flat out false. And it's an attempt by the crooked Chedrick Green and his campaign to trick voters. Green, the Saginaw City fire captain, is the Democratic nominee in the race. Smitsky said that Tunney wasn't born into wealth, but only through hard work and determination did he help grow his family's business. He created jobs and achieved the American dream the right way. The difference in this race, Jason Tunney has actually created jobs and helped lift families up. He knows what it means to go from struggling to being successful, and he's running to make sure others in our community have the same opportunity. Crooked Chedrick Green is resorting to dishonest attacks because he can't defend his own record. One that would mean higher costs and the more same failed leadership that Lansing has been giving us for the last 7 years. Well, the Republican-affiliated Holmes Political Action Committee PAC uploaded its own ad against Green, scrutinizing him for misusing fire department equipment to promote his own campaign. Evidently, the fire chief may have used the fire truck in some type of parade or at an event. So very, very dishonest advertising being done by the Democrats in that race. And for them to personally attack his business, his family's business, you just have to understand, folks, whenever you see negative attacks, it's usually being done by establishment rhinos or Democrats, because this is their mode of operandi. Hit pieces. And I've seen every kind of hit piece out there, going all the way back to 2010 when I ran for the state Senate against Howard Walker. These negative attacks, these whisper campaigns, all of this garbage bringing up from somebody's past from the last century usually is the motive operandi. And if it's not Democrats, even though it is this time spelled out, absolutely is Democrats doing it. The others that normally use it, establishment, old rhino Republican guard. They'll do anything, say anything to win an election, and this is their tactics. Just think about who they're attacking. And usually, in my personal opinion, vote for the person they're attacking. We cannot let them get away with this type of negative campaigning. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. A short story for this final segment. Death certificates can now be filed online, issued within 48 hours. Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed House Bills 4077 and 4078 yesterday that would require a medical certification of death to be filed online and within 48 hours. Also allowing other qualified doctors to be able to sign off on death certificates. State Representative Julie Rogers, a Democrat of Kalamazoo, who sponsored House Bill 4077, said the new law would help funeral directors get certification of death faster. When someone passes away, loved ones deserve the ability to honor that life with dignity and begin the difficult work of saying goodbye. As a healthcare provider, I know how these delays affect families during some of the most painful moments of their lives. Republican State Representative Mike Mueller introduced the companion bill, HB 4078. This allows for qualified physicians to sign off on death certificates if they had seen the doctor within a year before they died. If not, a medical examiner could step in and perform the certification. This is common sense solutions to help funeral directors, medical examiners cut through the red tape to give families the peace of mind during the loss of a loved one. Whitmer also said it would cut the red tape and help Michiganders at a time when they needed it most. So many of us have had to persevere after the loss of a loved one. We are committed to having Michiganders back and reducing burdens during these tough family moments. The two new public acts are the third in the fourth public act the governor has signed so far in 2026. Now, I want to put this into perspective for you folks. Today, March 18th, the first quarter of this year is almost over. 2 weeks from today will be April 1st. She's only signed 4 laws, public acts, so far for this year. The first quarter of the year. Now, the second quarter, April, May, and June. At the end of the month of June, June 30th, the governor has asked for a budget. Most of their time in Lansing is going to be spent on these budget hearings, appropriation committees, discussions back and forth about how much they're going to add, how much they're going to cut, how much they're going to move around. Very little legislative activity is going to take place. Plus, we've got a special election on May 5th for the Senate. If Jason Tunney wins that seat, we now have gridlock in the state Senate, 19-19. All kinds of maneuvering is going to be happening. Once they turn in the budget by June 30th, as the governor's requested, they go on summer break. The entire month of July, they're going to be out knocking on doors, trying to get out the votes for the August 4th primary. There's a few events coming up. People will be going to these events, hearing from these candidates, and then voting in the primary on August 4th. Once they win the primary on August 4th, they immediately have to start shifting towards the general election in November. They don't even go back in the session until after Labor Day. But after Labor Day, they're almost to 45 days early voting for the November 3rd general election. Game on. Knocking doors, putting up signs, running ads, mailers in the mailbox. The election's on November 3rd. We'll find out if the Republicans take back the Senate. We'll find out if the Republican governor candidate wins in the direction we're starting on January 1st. Then they go into the lame duck. How many bills are going to be rammed through after the November election before the winter break? We could end up with the lowest number of laws ever passed and signed into law this year. And based on the fact that they only passed and signed into law 75 public acts last year, this two-year cycle could prove to be a complete waste of time, them being in Lansing for the entire year. They could have got this number of bills passed in the first quarter of this year if they wanted to. But they don't have the votes yet because of the special election on May 5th in the 35th Senate District. If you people know anybody that lives in Saginaw Bay counties down there in the 35th, Midland, you need to get a hold of them and make sure they're voting on May 5th. Hour number two today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.